There's a good chance you've never heard of Harold Bell Wright. He was one of the top authors a century ago, selling books at an amazing pace and helping found a city in the process. His story is today's American countryside, sponsored by AgroLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgroLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
It's a small museum, but an important one.
Having the Harold Bell Wright Museum, we call it the reason for Branson. If it weren't for Harold Bell Wright, you would be somewhere else today interviewing someone else.
Tom Beck is speaking of author Harold Bell Wright. His best-known book, Shepherd of the Hills, was important to the development of Branson, Missouri.
That book was the number two selling book to the Bible during the 20th century, number four all-time selling book.
Although lists and calculations of book sales will differ, Shepherd of the Hills and Wright's other novels made him well known in the early 20th century.
It has a lot of underlying messages that are endearing to our part of the country. A lot of it is written in Ozarkian, if that's a word.
Over time, Americans may not know his name as readily as a century before, but visitors here can learn more about a man who brought a town and region to life.
We do have his gun collection, his saddles, original manuscripts, his 1800s furniture, his writing desk, all of the things that surrounded him.
The centerpiece of the museum is the original manuscript of The Shepherd of the Hills, an item which would be difficult to even put a price on, says Beck.
The movie that we show in the theater tells about his growing up years and about his mother dying in his arms, his dad being alcoholic. If you ever thought you were having a bad day, you could watch the movie about Harold Bell Wright's life.
The Shepherd of the Hills outdoor drama performed here has been a staple attraction for several decades, and this small museum on the Strip shares the story of a man who helped make that city what it is today. Traveling the countryside in Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.